All right, good victory for the Green Bay Packers today. Good division win. It's always tough when you play the Vikings. I was very, very pleased with the way our team started the game. I think it tilts towards your preparation when you come out with the fast start. I thought the second quarter we had some things go against us, and then the start of the second half, with the poor start, had some things. Obviously, our rush defense wasn't where it needed to be. But I thought Morgan Burnett's interception in the third quarter in Anzo was probably the key play of the game. I felt it shifted the momentum, and I felt that our team was able to overcome the adversities that we dealt with throughout and play very well in the second half. Offensively, we maintained balance, which we needed to, overcame the injuries of T.J. Lang and Jordy Nelson. Defensively, I thought we played tough. The tackling was not what it needed to be. Adrian Peterson's an outstanding football player, and we respect him. Maybe we respected him too much, but we had too many missed tackles there, and I thought special teams was solid. With that, I'll take your questions.
What did you think of the play of Don Barclay?
Well, I thought Don did a good job, and actually I think the confidence in the play calling reflected that. When he first went in the game, I tried to take care of him, play it smart, and frankly, after halftime, we just really played a basic, clean football game, and I thought our players did a heck of a job. There was nothing unusual. What we did, we took a couple shot plays, but it came down to just being balanced, running pass, similar to the way they were playing us on defense, and we saw a little more quarter coverage than we probably anticipated. I thought Don gave us an opportunity to just keep rolling. Play both run and pass, and I was pleased from what I saw.
Did your running game give you a big lift today?
Our running game was part of our success today offensively. The plan was to run the football coming into the game, and get into some play action pass . And we were able to do that. There's some play actions that I went away from just for the fact that Don didn't have a lot of reps in it. So I thought the players did a good job on the sideline, adjusting with the coaches. And once again, I thought we played a very clean game where our players would go out and execute. Had some tough penalties go against us just time and time again. But to overcome them throughout the game, I thought that spoke volumes about our players.
Does it look like Lang on this time? And how concerned are you at the thinness at the line position?
Well, TJ Lang's update is, Dr. McKenzie didn't think it was serious. So, as we all know, tomorrow morning will probably tell us more.
Mike, are you aware that the Bears lost? And if you are, could you tell us what that means to you and your team?
Yes, I'm aware the Bears lost. That's good. But it really doesn't mean anything to me. I don't start counting right now. I don't think it's, we were in first place for how many days, we need to beat the Lions. That's where I'm at. I'm glad we won today. I thought our preparation throughout the week was okay. We talked about it as a team last night. We needed to win this game. We needed to go about it the right way. We still have things that we need to clean up. We're overcoming injuries. I think it speaks volumes of the character of our players in the locker room. It's a good group of men. So I enjoy coaching them, but we're coaching them. We need to improve. We're going to improve. And we got the Detroit Lions coming in. That's where I'm at.
Mike, how did Jennings look to you? And can you tell us anything more about Nelson?
I thought Greg looked good. We didn't really have a lot of opportunities for our perimeter guys, particularly over the middle of the field and some of the things that we talked about getting to. But it was good to have Greg back out there. Jordy Nelson, I'm hoping it's not serious. I talked to him briefly after the prayer, but I don't think his is very serious. It's something that flared up in the pregame, and he tried to go, and then obviously it flared up on that one sideline play.
You stuck with that drive after the interception. You ran off 11 minutes of the third quarter. That was obviously a big moment for you.
Well, yeah, we just really stuck to our plan and just tried to play with favorable down and distances. You know what it looks like when you're second and long. Last week we were, 3rd and 11, 47% of the time in our third downs. That's not the way, that's not a formula for success. So, the focus was a play in favorable down and distance, field position, and I felt that we were able to do that today.
Mike, were you intending to go for it on fourth down? The Vikings called a timeout. You came back out and kicked the field goal.
The fourth down decision, we refer to it as a tempo call. So we were in four wides there. I was in a four down territory mindset. That's something that I decide on third down in that particular range of field based on, you know, obviously the information where the field goal range is. So we went with a tempo play. Like to play, but then obviously once they called the timeout, that's when I decided to go to field goal, which was really just trusting the chart and obviously trusting Mason.
Do you feel like you're getting into a better spot at running back with that combination of James and Alex?
I like the combination of the running backs today, and you know, more important, I like what James Starks did. I thought he stepped up. You know, I thought Alex ran well. I thought John Kuhn, you know, played tough like he always does. But I thought James was a little cut above today, and that's why I went with him here in the fourth quarter. So I like what I see from our backs.
Do you like the way Mason?
A little bit more on Morgan Burnett's play and the instincts he has in that backfield, because the momentum has swung in Minnesota's way after that Adrian Peterson run in the third quarter.
Yes, just like I said in my open statement, I thought Morgan Burnett's interception in the end zone was the biggest play of the game. I thought our whole sideline changed after that. The halftime was not the best halftime that I've been a part of. So, you know, our guys were, you know, a little bit up and down there after, when we came in. So just stuck to the adjustments. He gave us the boost, and, you know, Morgan's playing very well. He's had big plays for us throughout the season. You know, he's showing good veteran leadership back there.
What do you mean by the halftime?
Sometimes you have good halftimes, and sometimes you don't have good halftimes. Sometimes you have good running plays, and sometimes they don't go so good. So it was not the best halftime.
Two more.
You can run in there and that, Steve, but you can find out there's nothing happened. So.
Mike,
this is kind of flat.
Mason struggled early, but he came back. Were you happy with the way he responded?
Yeah, I like to, you know, I like the way he responded, and you know, just I've been saying it now for a couple of weeks. You know, and why do you go for 55-yard field goals? Why do you kick those field goals? Because we need Mason Crosby. Mason Crosby is going to kick game-winning field goals for us, and I'm not going to wait till the fourth quarter with 3 seconds left in a huge game to start kicking field goals because, you know, maybe he's missed some along the way. I'm with the guy every day. I watch him practice. I believe in him. And that's not going to change.
Does Barkley's performance today ease your mind a little bit about your old line?
Well, I'll tell you, we've really been happy with what Don's been doing really over the last month. So he's earned us, you know, obviously his opportunity came because of T.J. Lang's injury. But you could see, you know, both him and Greg are coming on. So that's what you expect from your young linemen. So there's no surprise for me to see him play, especially his physical. He's a physical guy. He's a tough guy. I mean, he's what you're, you know, he's what you're looking for as far as your right tackle, as far as the attitude. And he gave us the chance to keep playing today. And that's all you ever ask for a young rookie when he comes in.
Maybe it's a question better for Monday, but if you watch him, does he maybe make you rethink once everybody's healthy? Maybe is Don the right tackle? You can TJ back?
I'm not going to get into that. Yeah, let's talk about Monday. Yep. I didn't watch the tape yet.